How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
We have a special guest in the studio right now. I've been watching this guy's YouTube channel for a while, and since I talked to him about a month and a half ago, I've been watching it even more. Andy Signore. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, close.
Okay, good.
Signore is like Italian
Signore?
Version. We like Americanized.
Signore.
Signore.
That's so cooler.
I know.
That's so cooler.
It's way cooler, right?
I know. Yeah, God.
I should start doing it.
I feel like an idiot all the time.
Signore is how you say it.
All right, Signore. Signore!
Hey. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks
for bringing donuts.
Yeah.
Halloween donuts.
So sweet. It just seems like that is like what people bring us. And it's because
it's right there.
And it's right in the parking lot.
It's funny that he's actually boycotting that Dunkin' Donuts.
Just for this week because.
Just the coffee, really.
They piss me off.
Now, I don't want a donut, but can I watch you eat one slowly? It's kind of like my thing.
She watches girls eat donuts on YouTube.
Or guys, but mostly girls.
Have you watched Cake Farts?
Heard about cake farts, and I have not. You know what? I have seen cake farts, and I don't want to.
She's being honest.
It's not what I'm looking for. No. This kind of like taps into a
weird bakery fetish. So I just thought
it's not a bakery fetish. It's like it's kind of like I watch a lot of pimple popping too. You know, like the release, like pleasure.
My wife does
watching
that,
people eat donuts, and they're just eating like 12 of them at a time. It's like my fantasies. Other people are living out my fantasies,
so
I don't have to be a degenerate.
Right? You're like almost consuming those calories vicariously through
exactly. And now my new one. Chiropractor adjustments.
Oh, God.
So I hear the cracking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, get it all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that's my new thing.
All right.
Yeah, so.
I think that's why I watch porn, too. It's like, you know, I'm not going to bang that person, but somebody is.
What have you been watching recently?
You know, same stuff, you know.
Which is?
I like the.
Dude,
I like chubby girl porn, you know, because it's realistic fantasies for me.
Are they with other chubby girls? Are they with chubby guys?
Nah, I don't like the chubby guy ones. I don't like BCB by my own people.
Okay, so it's a chubby girl, like, by herself? Or?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah, I like that. She's lonely. Hey.
You don't like chubby girls with other chubby girls?
Oh, no, that's good, too. Chubby on chubby.
Chub on chub?
Oh, and then I get a chubby. Everybody's chubby. Oh, it's great. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah, it's nice. Sometimes it's like, you know, just, all right.
Give me a chubby porn star you like so I can check her out.
Ooh, chubby porn star. That is a great question.
I'm really testing to see if he really does this.
I don't think I'm pervert enough to know their names.
I'll find one. Chubby porn star.
You don't stay for the credits?
No, I just go to the YouPorn and I go.
There could be a hidden scene after the credits.
Fat porn stars, chubby sex tube. Nope. Access denied. Access denied.
I got my favorite one. My favorite one is Ricky. What are you doing?
Sorry. I feel like I'm going to get flagged at work.
Yeah. You might as well just look up how to make a pipe bomb and where you can find dirty naked kids.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should say list of chubby porn.
Ricky Waters is my favorite chubby porn star. Boom. Done. Because I know her.
Do you know that Boobpedia is a thing?
Yeah? All right. Anyway, Andy's...
My mom is already texting me so proud.
Oh, my God. Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. No, you just moved here to Tampa, right? Recently?
Yes.
Now, what made you come to Tampa? Like, I mean, I know it's basically Shangri-La here. It's beautiful. Everybody loves it. It's a pleasure.
I was looking for a career restart. The Hollywood scene, I got to say, I just got over it very quickly.
Yeah.
I could talk a while about that whole scene, but I didn't realize how stuck in the bubble I was of Hollywoodism.
Yeah.
And that and some, you know, a divorce and some other things sort of brought me out to sort of change.
I feel you.
To restart hit the restart button in Tampa. I was a little scared of you, Tampa, I'll be honest.
Why?
But
I've
fallen in love with Tampa. I love it. It's really more diverse. Because I'm
too
definitely
many white people.
Well, no, it's just more diverse than I expected. I expected it to be very Trump heavy, but it's not as Trump heavy, and
still that wall. Excuse
but
me. I'm sorry.
Politically, I've had a lot of really good conversations with liberals, conservatives. I just feel like people are more open, they're friendlier,
yeah,
they're happier. In Hollywood, everyone just trying to climb the ladder and socially promote themselves.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it's nonstop, and it just gets to you.
Yeah, I'm a stand-up comic, and that's how I got into radio, was through stand-up, and I've been doing it for 20 years. And I've seen a lot of my buddies head out to LA because there's this, I don't know, this predisposed notion that you can't make it anywhere, but you got to go to L.A. or New York. And it's just not true anymore. Like, you go out to L.A. to do stand-up, and there's a billion people as talented as you all trying to hit stages. Yep. And you're working coffee shops and just crap joints, where Florida has rooms every night to do stand-up. Florida mm-hmm. has rooms to do music, poetry, whatever you want to yep. do.
And with the internet, like, you can go viral. And,
of course. Yeah, so. And that's you know, something that's so interesting about you is you did succeed, and you are succeeding on YouTube, and it's what everybody's trying to do now. Everybody, we're starting to figure it out. You know, it's taken how long for a lot of people to figure out that, look, YouTube is bigger than almost anything now. YouTube's mm-hmm. bigger. Podcasting's bigger. It's basically the online world is taking over, and look down the line, I'm scared to even see where FM radio is going to be in 20 years. I mean, we're going to have to adapt too. I mean, and we already are. We have live streaming. We have an app. We have
we're in the digital space
big time.
Yeah.
Where when I started here 5 years ago, barely. You know. So, how did you? What made you get into YouTube? And really the what you do on YouTube is so funny. The Honest Movie trailers. I knew about that when you really first started doing them, and I mean, I guess as somebody that's self-proclaimed in the nerd realm, you probably watch a lot of movies, and you thought, well, these movie trailers are, you know, they're just not honest. So, I mean, how did you get into that?
Yeah, I mean, I where to begin? Yeah, I mean, Honest Trailers was the sort of the biggest success I put out there for people who are like, who is this guy in your show?
Yeah, exactly.
I was part of a channel called Screen Junkies that I created and helped build, where we just were nerds who loved talking about movies, and Honest Trailers was sort of the one idea. A buddy of mine, Brett, and I sort of started that show early on, and then it grew to billions of views. But the concept was simple. The Phantom Menace, the Star Wars Episode One, the Phantom Menace came out, and they were right. re-releasing it in 3D. And I just remember, like, come on, Star Wars, you can't trick me. I've seen this one already. I remember how disappointing that one was.
Right,
like,
right.
All the boring, terrible stuff in that movie. Yeah. You can't trick me and tell me it's not boring. And so this idea of an Honest Trailer was born, and I got this VO guy, and we did the voice, and I was like, it's got to have the epic trailer voice.
Yeah.
And so quickly that show was built over this idea of, well, what if we told the movies, you know, honestly, because
right.
marketing's always lying to us. People are talking fake news, but fake marketing for
of course.
Trailers has been that for forever
yeah.
since the beginning and dawn of time. So this idea of, like, telling movies honestly was born and very successful. We did Titanic, Twilight, and we realized we can do any movie. And
yeah.
so, you know, the pinnacle for me, the highest point of me was I got Ryan Reynolds to come do our Deadpool Honest Trailer as Deadpool.
Yeah.
We got to write as lines for Deadpool himself.
It's amazing.
It was just it really was the high point of, like, I'm never going to top this one. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just got Ryan Reynolds to phone it in from London. He was shooting The Hitman's Bodyguard to read lines for us in our silly web series. I was like, it's done. It's out. I'm checking out. Gotta be out. But yeah, that series really built a lot of stuff for me. But I've also been successful in a lot of other web stuff. Another show most people have seen of mine is called Man at Arms, where we built swords from, like, popular video games,
right?
Movies, TV shows. We had these amazing blacksmiths, a Baltimore Knife and Sword up in Maryland, basically build all your favorite fictional swords. Each week we would pick a sword and they'd weld it in fire, and
it's crazy. Yeah,
it became a very popular show. It got spun off into El Rey Network for Robert Rodriguez. So yeah, I've had a sword building to Honest Trailers to movie fighting on online. I found my niche, and I've always had sort of a good knack for knowing what would be shared online. I think that's
yeah,
really where my
right.
you know, superpower came from.
Now, like your first thing, and by the way, is YouTube is Popcorn Planet?
Yes, Popcorned.
Yep, Popcorned.
Because popcorn was taken.
Oh.
Popcorned, popcorn.
Yeah, like it happened
ED,
already.
Yeah, like it's a Popcorned
ED?
Planet.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
yeah, ED. So if,
I just have to explain it a little bit.
yeah,
or just look me up at Andy Signor and all my stuff.
It has everything,
any
yeah.
social has all my stuff.
Andy Signor.
Andy Signor.
Look up ED and you'll see his face.
yeah.
But yeah, I started this new channel here, and it's been great because as you were saying, are you getting the digital? You are. The key to building in the digital realm is just you have to start building an audience, which you guys have.
Right.
Any, it doesn't matter what your platform is. If you can build your audience, that's what you need
now,
to succeed.
Now, would you agree that a niche audience is where you want to be? Like, I've read that, like, with podcasting. Like, you know, I do an uncensored podcast, and you know, I haven't done an episode in a few months because I've been kind of mentally revamping it and how I want it to sound. But I've had people say, look, you're better off doing a podcast about cupcakes because now you're going to get everybody downloading that cares about cupcakes mm-hmm. over just some vague, you
right.
know, variety show. You know,
well, yeah, I mean, I think you have to earn the right to just talk about whatever you want.
Right.
In this day and age.
You have that clout.
Everyone's talking.
Right.
Everyone's talking, sadly. And how do you get through the noise if
yeah.
you don't have a hook? And I remember my buddy Brian Hears, when I got hired, I was like, let's start a podcast. And my first thing he can attest was like, you have to have a hook.
Yeah.
If you don't have a hook or a presence or an mm-hmm. audience or something to stand on, you're up against the wall.
You're
with
talking to yourself.
A million things of how do you get people to notice you.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, you know, you have an audience, so you can pull those people.
Right.
And that's going to help you. But yeah, if some, you know, one off the street wants to start a podcast, I would say, get on, you know, do it because you want to.
Right.
It's really the most important.
Have a good sounding podcast. It's pleasurable to the ears
yes.
because you got all this outside noise. You're going to turn it off in 2 minutes.
But I would argue, don't just do it for an audio podcast. Buy a camera.
Yeah.
The quality doesn't really matter.
See, that's
these
where
days.
I messed
put
up,
it on
Andy.
Twitch. Put it on YouTube.
Right. I have a Twitch
Facebook
channel.
Facebook Live.
I've never done anything on it. This is what I need to hire me. I need a YouTube producer.
Yeah.
Is what I need.
I'm available. I'm in Tampa.
Because I have so many great ideas that I think would be great YouTube channels, and then I talk about them on. We talk about stuff like this all the time, and then I just never do anything.
It's consistency, yes,
yeah.
And it's commitment. And as I'm relaunching my own brands, like I forgot how annoying it is to upload videos to YouTube.
Yeah.
Like I had people I hired to do that back in the day, but now I'm like, you know, I'm going back to my roots because that's how I started. I went out with my camera and made stuff happen. I did one of my biggest claims of fame of Four Honest Trailers was this short called United 300, where I mashed up United 93 with the film 300.
Oh
now
my
you
God.
Would think that sounds really stupid and dangerous, but it was done in a very pro, you know,
oh,
respectful
yeah.
way, where the Spartans killed the terrorists on an airplane. And it won me an MTV Movie Award. Samuel Jackson handed it to me live on, it was insane.
That
yeah.
is amazing.
That's so
and
cool.
So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was very proud of that. So I did that. I was scrappy. Like I had to do it myself. And
yeah.
I had to, I remember, I think I.
And did you, are you self-taught or did you go to film school? How did you do this?
Yeah, I got lucky. My parents were very supportive of my artistic endeavors early on in life. And I went to a liberal arts high school that had a video camp.
Gotcha.
And so when I was like in 7th grade, I started the video camp, and I just fell in love with it in the 90s.
It's awesome.
And started then, really early on, and I became very popular in my high school for making, like, I did a parody of ER with my cafeteria staff, the ARA staff.
Awesome.
So I did, like, ARA, and it was, like, Mrs. Quarles, the big cafeteria lady, and, like, the nice sepia-toned ER opening. It was a lot of fun.
And that's a cool thing, is you could teach somebody video production or film.
Dude,
film.
Anyone who tells me how do I get into it? I'm like, do I do this or this? I'm like, dude, can I see your phone?
Yeah.
Dude, there's a camera in your phone.
Yeah.
What, they've made features on these. Like,
well,
stop talking.
They're making,
go make it.
They're making full movies with iPhones.
Absolutely. There's no excuse now in this day and age. And I think that's one thing YouTube has proved is separated the talkers from the doers.
Right.
Because you can't talk about it now anymore. If you aren't making it, you are wasting your time.
Well,
you don't really want to do it because anyone can do it.
The thing that separates guys like you from everybody else that has a camera is you have vision. You have creativity. Your brain is wired like an entertainer. Like, you see things differently than everybody else. That's why you can make viral videos. That's why you're getting awards handed to you by Samuel Jackson. And that's why you're on the show right now, because you're super interesting and cool.
Thank
and
you.
I love your story.
Thank
so
you.
If people call in and want to ask you anything, are you cool with that?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I mean, not anything. I mean,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying.
Anything.
Within
the
realm.
We already talked about cake farts. About
yeah.
as far as I want to go.
Dude, I have an idea for I don't want to talk about it on the air because I don't want to be stealing it. Yeah.
We've talked about this multiple times.
I know, but I purposely not got it. Maybe it could be a YouTube channel, but I've thought of it like
I'd watch
from
it.
The porn industry webcam realm. But
like fetish stuff.
Cakebelly.com, where I just smash cakes on my belly. There's got to be.
Wow. I'm sure
there's
got to
be several million.
You've
people.
Heard of Rule 43, right?
No.
There's porn of anything.
Right.
That is, if you go, it's the Rule 43. If you look up anything with porn, it's.
I know a couple of successful local webcam girls, and they told me, look, you can go in and pick the region that can see that has, you know, that has the ability to see your channel. I could just have Southeast Asia go, ugh, he's just smashing the public's cake as a belly. And then I just collect money.
I feel like you will be a superstar in Japan.
Give me my money. That's
you can't even get your own podcast keeping going. You want to do belly from belly cake?
Look, Andy, I need help, man.
There's a lot less preparation with the cake belly
stuff. I need
Andy
to smash cakes in my belly.
I think he just wants to smash cakes in his belly.
I really don't want to.
I'll watch it.
Could you imagine having...
You have a hairy tummy. You get the ice. It's just a cleanup.
Look, whatever they want in the Philippines, that's all I care about, dude. Like the cleanup
I would
is,
think like feet, right? Aren't people into feet?
They're into everything.
Feet and stepping into cakes.
But you know what? My feet aren't my attractive part. You know,
to someone they are.
What's different is if I smash a cake into my belly and a big portion of that just goes into my navel.
I'm watching that 100%.
Well, how do you not watch it?
I'm intrigued. Where did the cake go? I don't know.
I'm making myself nauseous. Let's go to the phones real quick. Joe, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hi. My name is Joe. Andy, big fan of your show.
Thanks, man.
Old stuff and new stuff. Yeah. So I was curious. By the way, when you're talking about those different channels, Rule 34. If you're familiar with that rule,
Rule 34. Yes.
You can think of it. You can make a pornographic thing of it.
Well, I learned that when we made the honest trailer for The Lion King, because there's Lion King porno. Someone dared me to look at it. That's how I knew this, and I. Remember that my writers at time, friends, I just was horrified. I was just like, don't not Google it. Google that one.
If I did Lion King porn, it would be the trampling scene where Mufasa dies.
It's real bad.
So what do you got, Joe?
Yeah, get into more of the dark. I did have a question. I'm a big fan of Honest Trailers, movie fights. I like your new stuff, too. I was curious about I don't want to call it Screen Junkies failures, but I was specifically interested in the roasts. If you remember those,
yeah, we did these amazing fictional roasts on Screen Junkies. We did a paid service that didn't really do very well. It's a whole long story of why that didn't work well. But on it, we were making premium content to sort of get our real hardcore subscribers to pay $5 a month to do it.
Of course,
This was like early on. Now everyone's doing it in Disney. Everyone's going to blow everyone out of the water. But we had this idea to do these like fictional roasts. It was the roast of Captain America. And then we had all like the Marvel characters roasting Captain America. We did one for Beauty and the Beast. That was so funny. The roast of Beauty and the Beast. And we had like Cinderella there and unfrozen Walt Disney. And all these amazing characters were doing the roast. Yeah, I mean, those were such a blast to do and to make. I don't know where they are. I don't work at Screen Junkies anymore. I'm out of there. They're doing their own thing. I support them. I think they're great guys, and I wish those would see the light of day. But there was a lot of cool stuff we did behind the paywall that I wish we could put out, that or at least could be out there. But to answer your question, I don't know. You'd have to talk to them. But those were very fun to make.
No, I was just interesting. It was a fascinating idea. There were so many different concepts that you had there. So I don't know if you've been going with YouTube for so long now.
Yeah, I'll just have to call it something else. You can't copyright that, right?
I guess. I don't know anything, man.
Me neither.
I want
to
know.
I would love to thank you for that. They were fun, and they were a lot of fun to work on and be a part of.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Joe.
Work.
Yeah, that was nice of you. Thanks for calling. Keep supporting.
All right, Joe. Take care, pal.
Yeah, of course.
All right, buddy. Dude, you have a huge fan base. It's awesome. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Dude, I want to do some stuff with you. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, let's get you on Nerd Wars. We compete times a little bit, but we'll juggle the show for you. Come on
I'll
by.
Figure it out. But
we'll tailor fit to whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, but you're talking about doing, these fake roasts. Like, that's it. That's my wheelhouse. I mean,
Let's throw one in Tampa.
I've been in some roasts before, with some big names where I got completely annihilated by Jim Norton and Bobby Kelly. Let's go to Ricardo before we take a break. What's up, Ricardo?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Ricardo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, man, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just want to say I'm a big fan of Signal of Andy's. And just had a... Just a quick question for Andy. Andy, my favorite thing you did on the All Channel was bash The Walking Dead because of a horrible show. I was wondering if we can get just some of that.
Yeah, so we did. Thank you, Ricardo. You're the best. We did a show called Knocking Dead where we would just make fun of The Walking Dead after every episode.
So good.
There's all these after show talking about Walking Dead, but as I started watching, I was just hate watching it because I got so bored and frustrated by the show.
It's so horrible, and I keep watching it too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we started the show where I was like, I hate the show. Can I do a show where I host and talk about how much I hate the show every week?
How brilliant!
And it was so fun. We got Robert Kirkman to come on the show.
Oh, wow.
Nice. We got Laurie to come on the show.
That's
we got
amazing,
all these people
dude.
To come on the show. And I definitely was nicer when they were there,
right.
Obviously. But I do
face.
Remember asking Robert Kirkman, I'm like, who Robert Kirkman, if you don't know, he's
I
like the
know.
Creator of Walking Dead
yeah.
comics,
okay, yeah.
like a big nerd guy and obviously a big producer on the show. And he was gracious enough to come on the show. And I remember I was trying to be nice about it, but I really don't like the show. And then I asked like this point, like, man, there's all this. What, do you guys like what's the, you know, why is there so much filler? I feel like there's all these weeks where nothing happens.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys struggle with that? And he just, like, I remember looking at me and goes like, yeah, we don't ever really try to write filler. So I just completely
yeah.
offended him.
Yeah, can
He's
can
like,
we
no,
get,
every week is really powerful for us. And yeah, sorry, you don't drive.
Can we get like an hour of Morgan walking through the woods?
Exactly. But
great.
It's like, come on. The whole yeah. season two is them going to a farm, and I'm
it's
just
horrible.
Like,
yeah, I feel. Trust me, I'm. I,
so I've give. I gave up. They're literally hyping the death of Rick Grimes as the head character,
yeah.
and I no one cares.
I don't care.
It was
I want
the
him to
lowest
die.
Rating premiere, and they're.
Am like, I the only one that roots for annoying characters to die? Like when Carl died. Spoiler alert if you're 2 years behind. When Carl died, I was moonwalking through my house. I hated Carl so
well, they just
much.
Wasted that death. It was just so boring.
What a jerk that kid
yeah,
was. He just got people killed. What an idiot.
In the comics, they do this really cool thing where they jump. They jump like a couple years.
Yeah.
And the baby turns old and Carl turns old.
Yeah.
And it was this awesome opportunity to like really try and reinvent the show, and they wasted it.
I wanted
they wasted
the baby
so
get,
many awesome things they could have done.
I wanted the baby to get eaten too, so bad. I'm like, how tender would that be?
Come on.
So
how about
delicious.
That baby was so quiet every
yeah.
week. There's zombies everywhere. You can't just
oh, yeah.
have a quiet baby in the zombie
they,
apocalypse.
If they walked into a dilapidated Chuck E. Cheese, that baby would turn into a normal baby and start screaming at people and stealing other babies' tokens.
Was it a sexy baby?
I don't know. Not really.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.